Talking now about the current exhibitions on display at McCroskey Art Center, the nonprofit art and education center in downtown Grand Rapids. Executive Director of the center, Paula Brandel, is in studio with us. Good morning, Paula.
Good morning.
We have two very disparate exhibits up at the gallery right now. Outsider watercolors paired with straight-ahead professional oils, and the venue featuring these watercolor works from the clients of the Itasca Life Options art class. And then in the front gallery, the McCroskey Gallery, we've got Todd Voss from Hovland, Minnesota, with those oil paintings. And I had a chance to go take a look at the works yesterday. And the oil paintings are really kind of a neat change of pace. I don't know when the last time you had oils in the gallery.
Yeah, they are. We haven't had oil paintings of this caliber for a long time, but they are, you know, they're very traditional, straightforward, kind of impressionistic paintings. The subject matter includes still life, landscape, and interior scenes. And the focus of these paintings really is on light and shadow, I think.
Mm-hmm. There's a pretty wide variety, quite a few paintings to go look at. Probably something that might appeal to just about anybody because of the variety of subject matter.
Right. There's about close to 60 paintings, and they range in size from 9 by 12 inches, maybe 8 by 10, to maybe there's a 3 by 4 footer. They do, even within the landscape idea, he focuses, or he has a broad focus, I guess. He does more agrarian scenes to water scenes to, you know, farmsteads and homes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we were talking a little bit about some of the benefit to someone who maybe is interested in oil painting techniques, as to taking a look at some of these paintings gives you a clear idea of how it's done.
Right. These paintings are very traditionally constructed. They're constructed by first painting a one-toned underpainting. And in a lot of the paintings, Todd exposes the underpainting. So it's not all covered up. So you can see the structure of the painting, and you can see how to build a painting by looking at many of these. In fact, I think there are three or four paintings that are just underpaintings that he is displaying. So you can really see the how-to. And there's not a lot of paint on all of these paintings, so you can see how the artist builds up the layers of color on top of that structural, more drawing-type.
And this one that we're looking at here with the red radio flyer style wagon is one of those ones that I recall is having an underpainting kind of technique, along with another one that's fully realized with colors and everything else, where you can compare the two.
Right. I believe there are three versions of this one painting with the red wagon in it, and one of them is just the drawing, and then there's two different versions of a full painting. So it's pretty interesting. I think if you are interested in learning how to construct one of these paintings, and it's good for people to know that you don't have to cover up the entire surface of your painting with actual paint. Some of that, he certainly leaves a lot of that up to the eye to fill in.
So what's your favorite of the Todd Voss works that are on display right now?
Well, I am particularly drawn to his still life paintings. There are two in particular that stand out to me. One of which is lemons. It's two lemons cut in half in a glass of water. And he really does capture the yellowness of the lemons, and it's fairly accurate. And it reminds me of one of my favorite paintings, which is a lemon still life by Richard Diebenkorn. So that's why I liked it. And then another one that I thought was particularly successful was the tomato still life. It's a grouping of three tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. Have you done any work? You're a painter yourself. Have you done any work with oils? Do you have a frame of reference to what he was doing with these works?
You know, my primary studio focus is acrylic paint, but I am looking to expand into the oil field a little bit more.
Hmm. Well, Todd Voss, his exhibition called Something Familiar in the McCroskey Gallery at McCroskey Arts Center. In the Minnesota Gallery, it's a grouping of watercolors from the clients of the Itasca Life Options art class. And that is what's happening downtown Grand Rapids at McCroskey Arts Center. Paula Brandl, thank you for stepping in and joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.